Thank you. And thanks for having me. I didn't know I could just call into the meeting. I would have stayed home and not gotten my only suit on. You know, this is an amazing event that I've seen grow from basically zero to taking over the world, the largest distributed global event. And I think Toby, Ben, you know, the rest of the Social Media Week team deserve a huge kudos. I think they believed in social media before anyone believed in social media, and really has been an inspiration to the whole industry. You look at, you know, many of us who have been doing social media for 4 or 5 years in the kind of post-blog world, so the pre-Facebook, Facebook, Twitter world, and you know the fact that we're in the Hearst Tower and even being welcomed here is pretty amazing. We used to actually just sit at bars and talk about how one day we would be big. I think now you see that, you know, we're putting on events and we're the ones on Bloomberg and CNBC and being covered, which is pretty humbling and pretty amazing. When I look at social media and specifically Social Media Week, we as a business, Buddy Media, you know, we've seen Facebook first go from a few hundred employees to 3,200. I remember sitting just a few blocks away with Peter Thiel, one of my, you know, partners and founders at Buddy Media, who's on the Facebook board, and he said very specifically, sitting in the Carnegie Tower, like the highest office you can have there, it was a ridiculous office, that, you know, social media and Facebook is really our only hope for the kind of spread of information, democracy, free markets globally. And I think this was when, you know, Facebook only had a few hundred, Facebook I think had like 50, 60 million people at the time. But there's this belief that the power of social media wasn't really necessarily in kind of economics and how we sell stuff, but it was a movement, and the business part was just one part of it. And so this year, Buddy Media, I'm proud to announce, is going to be in 5 countries during Social Media Week, putting on events, 10 events total. We are starting off in San Francisco and New York, two of our biggest hubs here. Our office in the UK will be hosting a bunch of stuff, and then Singapore and Tokyo. So the fact that we have the stage to do that with all of our clients globally is phenomenal, and we really look at it less of a business thing, more of a community thing. Now, however global social media is, I think New York is still the hub. New York is the hub of storytelling and media and this intersection of technology and people and how people connect. We are, I think, the best hope, technology and social media and media, for the post-Wall Street world in New York. And the fact that we're here at, you know, as the hub of Social Media Week, I'm very proud about. And it's not just kind of the consumer side. We have great companies like Foursquare and Tumblr, but also on the business side, agencies and Buddy Media, you know, Facebook investing in the office. We're actually, incidentally, in 2 weeks moving into, I don't think we've announced this, we're moving into 70,000 square feet down in Soho as our new global headquarters. So we're really looking at New York as the hub for what we do, you know, everywhere. So thank you, Social Media Week. I couldn't be more excited to be a part of it. And I'm speaking on Thursday on people being the medium instead of the message being the medium, or the medium being the message. I got to figure out all the words by then. Hopefully see you there and at one of the parties and around town. So thank you.